Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I got Vernon Dozier with me here on the Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Dozier is with an organization, with a company, it actually owns the company, AirScan Security Systems. And Mr. Dozier, thanks for joining our program on kind of late notice here, because I wanted to get some idea from you, especially in wake of what happened at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, what the security systems, for instance, what AirScan Security Systems is doing in terms of hiring security personnel and trying to make these our airports and our airlines more secure. Okay, I'm sorry, sir, are you there? All right, well, we have to reestablish contact there with Mr. Dozier, but AirScan Security System trains and is now training, or has begun training, some 11,000 security personnel to be used if they're hired in some airports. And I believe we have you now, sir?
Yes, Phil.
Tell us about your company and what you're doing.
AirScan Security System is in the process of putting together a security personnel, what we call our AirScan Security Delta Team. We train them to be observant, to notice the little things. We're also proud to say that AirScan Security Systems is for its 15th year. Now, bringing into the workplace our less fortunate citizens, people with mental and physical challenges, we think it's important to address that situation as well as address the situation of security in our airports.
So you'll train these people and then you will offer them for hire in airports?
We'll offer them for hire in airports. We'll offer them for hire at the airlines. We have a current class of 2001 featuring some of outstanding young people. But keep in mind, again, I think what we do is we combine two areas. We train security people so that our airlines and our airports can be safer. But also, we're very proud of the fact that we are bringing the physically and mentally challenged to the workplace and bringing them into the spotlight of being able to live equally with other people. So we're very proud of that. And I don't think any other security force in the world has brought as many mentally challenged or physically challenged, if you will.
Are these mentally retarded people?
Well, I don't. We don't recognize the term retarded. We recognize challenged. But these are all outstanding young people. Will be part of the security system. I have Bobby Nominelli. Bobby is a graduate of our 2001 class. If you'd like to speak with him,
he's there. What's his name?
Bobby. What'd you say?
Hi,
Bobby. It's Phil Hendry.
Hi.
Bobby's with our 2001 class, featuring some of the challenged people. Part of our AirScan Security. What are you part of, Bobby?
I'm part of AirScan Security Delta Team.
He's with the AirScan.
All right, AirScan Security
Delta Team. Bobby, say, give the Delta whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop whoop.
Okay, let me have the phone.
I'm Bobby.
All right, I got it. He's part of our team, Phil. We utilize certain corporal and aversion techniques. We train our people to security Delta Team to a razor edge of sharpness. And again, where
can I ask you a question here? And I don't want to sound.
Go ahead.
I'm glad that you're helping mentally challenged and physically challenged. Is this the right job for them?
I got to tell you, I don't know how to answer a question like that, because we don't think they're different at all. We think they're just as good as anybody. In fact, our core of AirScan Security System people, even the mentally challenged ones, are as good, if not better. And let me underline that, Phil, as good, if not better, than any security people in the airports today.
And you're saying you could train a core of mentally challenged security people for the airports, they're better than the ones that we have in place?
Absolutely. And utilizing our corporal and aversion technique, we train them to a razor-sharp edge. And let me have the phone, Bobby.
I'm Bobby.
Okay, let me have the phone. He's very, very enthusiastic.
Now, what? This is the young man who is...
That's correct.
One of the young people. What do you mean by corporal or aversion technique?
Phil, when you're dealing with the mentally challenged or physically challenged, you need to get them on the right path. These are people who need to be kind of slapped into line a little bit.
And Bobby on Delta, me on.
I know. They got to be slapped into line. So what we do is we use a technique whereby we show them things on a conveyor belt, and if they get it right, they get it right. If they don't, we shift down into aversion mode. And Bobby, do you want to look for the plane go boom?
Plane go boom.
Right. What happens is when the plane, if he sees something that he doesn't like, then, all right, I've got a conveyor belt here.
Now, are you in your training area?
We're in a conveyor. Now, Bobby, what do you see on a conveyor belt? You let everybody know.
That's jacket.
That's a jacket.
That's a hairbrush.
Right.
I'm Bobby.
I know you're Bobby. Tell everybody.
That's a jacket.
No, that was the jacket. What's that?
Hairbrush.
Right.
That's a hair dryer.
All right, now you're wrong there. That's a gun. He got that wrong, Phil. So what we do then? Okay, you know what?
Uh-oh.
That's right. That's the uh-oh. He knows what the uh-oh is.
What do you mean the uh-oh? So in other words, he missed?
He missed. That was a gun, and he thought it was a hair dryer. So come on, sit down. We now go into what we call our version mode, Phil, and we utilize electromagnetic current that we run through part of his body.
Now, wait a second. That's like a...
No, it's a version, Bobby. Come on.
Uh-oh.
I know. It's the uh-oh part.
Uh-oh.
All right. We got it now?
Now, let's see. Okay. I'm just attaching him here.
Uh-oh.
What did you just do?
That's the uh-oh, isn't it?
Uh-oh.
What did you just do?
We attached electromagnetic current to... are you okay, Bobby?
Uh-oh.
No, the uh-oh is all over, okay? Now let's go ahead and see that on a conveyor belt now. Now, what is that?
That's a gun.
That's right, it's a gun. You see what happens? All you got to do is put a few...
What did you do? Was you said electromagnetic current...
I'm crispy, Bobby.
An electromagnetic current through that boy? What did you do to him?
Hold on, Mr. Hendry, because a minute ago you were the guy who said you didn't think we ought to be hiring retards, and now you're telling me that I did something wrong? And
I didn't say you shouldn't be hiring the mentally challenged. I'm asking you whether having a job at an airport security station is right for people like that. That's all. You heard the poor kid. He couldn't recognize the difference between a gun and a hairdryer.
But I gave him the aversion technique.
Uh-oh.
What he calls the uh-oh. And
okay, that's fine.
Let me do it one more time because he's very good. Bobby, see the conveyor belt?
I'm Bobby.
I know. And what are you?
I'm Delta Force.
Delta Force, that's right. Look at the thing.
Plane go boom. Plane go boom.
He said plane go boom. And
what is plane go boom?
He saw a bomb, and he was absolutely good for you, Bobby, here. There's a graham cracker with some cream cheese on it. Attaboy.
I find this to be unsettling, Mr. Dozier.
Well, I think when you're dealing with the mentally, with some of these retards, it's scary. And
I find it unsettling that you use the word retard in the same line where you're talking about how egalitarian you are hiring the mentally challenged. Now, I got to give our phone number out here, so hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. AirScan Security System is one of many companies that provides or is attempting to provide... is attempting to provide more security for our airports.
More cheese.
He wants cheese.
Well, that's fine. You can give him his cheese. I find it to be absolutely cruel that they would subject that boy to some kind of what they call aversion therapy. They ran an electromagnetic current through him because he mistook a gun for a hairdryer. Mr. Dozier, Vernon, I'm not saying that you are to be condemned for hiring the mentally challenged. I'm asking, is it an appropriate job?
And I am repeating what I said to you. We feel the mentally challenged can do any job that anybody else can do. And we also feel that the mentally challenged are completely up to the job of securing our airports much better than the people they've got in there right now. May I remind you, Mr. Hendry, we had 4 airplanes hijacked in the span of an hour with that group that we got now. And
I'm Bobby.
And Bob, yeah, you are Bobby. Bobby.
And you're saying Bobby there, who's saying things like plane go boom, is a better security guy than what we have in place right now?
Absolutely.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The kid is he's a nice boy, but he's obviously being used by this company. And what are they paying them? And when the kid does something good, he gives him a graham cracker with cream cheese on it. excuse me, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
That's a jacket.
That's a jacket, that's right. What else?
That's a house.
That's not a house. Now you have to,
Please don't do that. Please don't do that, okay?
Phil, the only way to teach the retarded one,
Bobby Poop.
Oh, Jesus, I got to clean up.
What happened?
Hold on. What'd you do? Did you make brown?
Poop.
I'm sorry, Phil. Would you take him and clean him up, please?
Here. Well, what did you do? You shock him with an electromagnetic current and he crapped in his pants?
Phil, what we're trying to do is give these people something to do other than just stand out in front of a supermarket and go, do you want to buy some flowers, you know?
But handing over the security of our airlines and our airports to a young boy like this who is, how old is he?
He's 23.
23 years old, and is he autistic? What is he?
I don't know. He just talks. Bobby, what? Bobby, okay?
Uh-oh.
No, we're not going to give you uh-oh. He's retarded. I don't know what's wrong with him, but I think we can do a lot. Giving these young people a chance to live their lives without wearing helmets. I got to tell you, Phil, all of my employees are helmet free.
That may be fine, sir, but I don't know that that's the way to go with these poor kids. Here is Lisa on the Phil Hendry Show. Lisa, go ahead.
Yes, I am a mother of an autistic child myself and a special education teacher.
Uh-oh.
And I personally find what you do detestable. Yes, I agree.
Well, ma'am, we're giving them a livelihood. Yes,
I agree that they need to be able to have a chance to be able to become functional citizens just like you and I. But they do not need to be in the airports, and the way that you are treating them is abuse.
What is this? I don't like the fact that...
You know what I find, if I could interrupt, Phil, you know what I find interesting? You members of the media, you want all this liberal stuff. Let's get all of the mentally challenged people in the workplace. But then what do? You turn around and criticize me. Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not. What I'm doing is telling you that you are sitting here abusing these children. I have a child who's autistic. And let me tell you, if you even attempted to treat my son that way, you would be in jail behind bars.
Wouldn't you be proud to have your son? How old is your son?
My son is 3 years old.
Wouldn't you be proud to have him manning the security station at one of our major
airports?
If
I thought that he could do that and be successful, I guess maybe.
No, no.
But I would not allow you to treat him that way and shock him or whatever the heck you're doing.
Lisa, Bobby is on the conveyor belt right now. Bobby, tell Lisa. This is Lisa.
Hi.
Lisa, can you hear Bobby?
I can hear him just fine.
Hi.
Hello.
All right, now, Bobby, tell us what you see on the conveyor belt.
That's a sweater. A jacket.
That's right.
A briefcase. Plane go boom. Plane go boom.
All right, now he just said plane go boom because he saw a gun. And although it isn't really a gun, it's a comb. He's getting better. But I dare you.
Wait. He just said plane go boom and it's not a bomb and it's not a gun, it's a comb?
That's right. And I have to.
Well, you're not going to give that kid the elect...
I got to. Just,
Why did you...
Can you please stop abusing that child?
I'm making him
what
understand...
You're doing is abuse. What you're doing is degrading his person.
Pants go brown.
That's right. Your pants went brown.
You're degrading his person. How would you feel if someone hooked you up to a machine and shocked you every time that you got something wrong?
But what else is this kid going to do with his life? Sell flowers?
That kid could do a lot with his life if someone like you wasn't sitting there ruining his self-esteem.
Lisa, Bobby could spend the rest of his life sweeping up at McDonald's, scaring children.
And you know what? I would be a lot happier with him doing that than what you're doing to him right now.
Bobby, quit playing with the conveyor belt, okay?
Plane go boom.
No, the plane's not going to go boom.
I would be much happier seeing my son working at McDonald's asking someone, do you want fries with that, than seeing him hooked up to a conveyor belt and being shot.
There's no way. I don't even know how
the parents of this child, Bobby, can allow you to do this.
How old is Bobby, 23?
I'm Bobby.
He's 23, yeah. And he turned off the conveyor belt. Give me the phone, Bobby.
Well, what I would say then, Vernon, you all right?
Just trying to get the phone away from him.
What I would say primarily is that I can't hear.
Give me the phone.
I'm Bobby.
I know you're Bobby.
How can you have this guy checking stuff at an airport when he won't give you the phone back? You know what I'm saying?
Bobby, my cheese.
Here's some cream cheese, goddamn. I would turn this off.
And the fact that you would have the nerve to even call that boy a retard, to me, is extremely offensive, because that child is not a retard. And you need to look at what you're doing.
The hell is going on? What's going on?
He wrapped the phone cord around my throat.
And you want him working in an airport?
You want him working in an airport?
What?
You want him?
I think there's nothing wrong with it.
Hello? This is ridiculous. Get the phone away from the kid, okay?
All right, now look, Bobby.
You want him working in an airport? Do you honestly trust your security and the security of our nation to a boy who would wrap a phone cord around your own neck?
Say that again.
What are you doing?
I gotta get the cord off.
This is insane.
Bobby, dirty now.
Oh, clean him up, will you, Bobby? Lisa, thank you for your call. Go clean the kid up, okay?
Bobby, take the cord off, will you? Bobby, take the cord off your head.
Bobby, go brown.
All right. Mr. Dozier?
What?
Are you okay?
Well, if it were not for me, he'd be mopping up his own drool at McDonald's.
I'm now going to end the conversation, okay?
Don't forget, air scan security systems, we are the best.
That's another winning interview that you just got me there, Mike. Plane go boom. And that guy claims that our airline security would be in much better hands with his company hiring mentally challenged people than with most of the security in place right now. I don't know. Maybe he's right. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. By the way, today's Phil Hendry Polls America question is as follows. Which team can baseball flush right now without missing a beat? Which team can baseball flush right now without missing a beat? Is it Kansas City, Montreal, Minnesota, Florida, Tampa Bay, Seattle, San Diego, or Anaheim? And one of the more exciting pieces of news that I heard today was that baseball was thinking about contracting, that is, getting rid of a couple of teams. That hasn't happened in my lifetime, and that's good. That can only be good. I may get back to being a baseball fan. So which team can baseball flush right now without missing a beat? Is it Kansas City, Montreal, Minnesota, Florida, Tampa Bay, Seattle, San Diego, or Anaheim? I vote for Montreal, since that just seems to be the obvious vote, but let's see what everybody else voted for in the Phil Hendry Polls America question. Yep, everybody, 43% Montreal, followed by 20% Anaheim, followed by 14% Tampa Bay, 10% Florida, and then 6% the Royals, and then Minnesota and Seattle. Nobody wants to see anybody get rid of them. You could send Anaheim the way of the old Fleischeroo, wouldn't matter to me. Florida Marlins, even though the Marlins won a World Series, baseball is so much better off without that ball club that it doesn't even begin to tell the story. So there you are. You can go to philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com and vote on our online poll. And don't forget to get your backstage pass at philhendryshow.com. $6.95 a month for all our archive video. And I'm sure you'll hear Bobby and Vernon and Plane Go Boom show up on there soon. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And in the preceding bit, it was me playing the part of Vernon Dozier and Bobby. And the conveyor belt, well, I didn't play that part. That was a can opener. That wasn't a conveyor belt. Anyway, and the people that called, they're like real people. You know, it's kind of, sometimes you do a bit like that, and, you know, you have people calling saying it's bad taste or whatever. And then you have the lady who called who had an autistic son. And so long as you're showing up the character to be the idiot that he is, I don't think you're doing such a horrible thing. You know what I'm saying? In other words, the lady had an autistic son, and she was saying some good things, and meanwhile, this guy's acting like a complete and utter ass. I mean, who could come away from that with any other opinion other than that guy's a jackass, and the lady was cool, and, you know, he's a complete moron, and we need better people working security, and you don't treat the mentally retarded that way. Unless, of course, you're Craig Taylor. I'm kidding. 1-800-449-8686 is our number here. And by the way, what's going on in Afghanistan? Are we dropping like 8 million tons of bombs? And I don't know, they're like almost, the one they're dropping now is some kind of a large concussion bomb. It's like, it weighs 15,000 pounds. You have to drop it from 6,000 feet in the air because the plane may get blown apart by the blast if it isn't up high enough. We're dropping all kinds of ordnance on that countryside. And those Talibans, man, they're just dug in. But that's war. How do I know? I've seen some pretty good war movies. Now, anybody who has studied the, quote, art of war, if you will, knows that it's tough, you know, when the enemy is dug into rubble like that. I mean, at World War II, the Germans were in Monte Cassino. They bombed that whole monastery. They bombed that whole thing. And the U.S. Army Rangers had to go up that hill and get them out of there man after man. They had to send guys in, man. Because after a while, you bomb that mountain so much, you make so much rubble, it's just make more places for these guys to hide. That's essentially what you're doing. But it's going to be a long and bloody conflict, and that's just the way it's going to have to be. See, here's the thing that I was thinking about when I was in New York, and I thought about it on the plane, and it just sort of has been rolling around in my mind a little bit. And I saw a couple of letters to the editor of Time magazine. It's totally true, you know. What is this? If we drop too many more bombs, we're going to really make them mad? What did they make us? We better watch out or they're going to really get pissed. Who are we talking about now? We're talking about some people who live in the Middle East and haven't even got flushing toilets. And even the most developed Arab nations over there have got, like, sanitation conditions worse than any garbage dump in America. And we're going to really make them mad. Is that the message you're trying to send my way? Because I'm going to tell you something. It don't make no sense. No. It's not that we're going to make you mad. You pissed us off. I don't know if there's any of my fine Islamic jihad friends listening right now, but you might as well get this and get it good. You got Americans so pissed off that for the first time in my lifetime, everybody that I talk to is totally down with sending nuclear weapons in there. The sooner, the better. We pissed you off. You haven't even gotten the first clue as to how pissed off you made people over here. They want to send a nuke into Baghdad, which I wish they'd do tomorrow, personally. That's just my own personal opinion. I wish they'd drop a nuclear bomb on Baghdad tomorrow. And then I'd save a few for Saudi Arabia, because I'm still convinced they stuck the shank in our back, but that'll come out later. Syria, I don't buy for a minute that they're anti-terror. And now all of a sudden they're on the anti-terror bandwagon. You want to know why? Because Syria isn't completely stupid, that's why. Because they know we're serious. When we start talking about nuclear weapons, they know that things have gotten pushed too far. And then I'd save a couple for Pakistan. I don't care how solidly pro-American they say they are. I'd go ahead and put them out of their misery. I mean, that is how angry you've gotten us.
Syria, go boom.
Oh, thanks, Bobby. So, this talk about how we better watch out because we might really piss off all those jihad cats, these guys that are eating dirt clods and rat meat, and they're really committed. Yeah, I understand. I get it. You're really committed. It's a holy war, and God is on your side, and America is arrogant. What that basically means is this. We learned how to build a flushing toilet, and you never did. And you're pissed about that. Well, I'm sorry, Jack. I'm sorry that our culture has worked down through the years, and yours somehow got out of control. You just get just slipped away from you. I'm sorry that at one time there was a great Muslim empire, and at one time it was the center of learning for the world. I don't know what you did, but you let it get away. You can't blame us for that. What you're angry about is that we're arrogant. What that means is we just live well. We live well, we have influence, we have money, we buy things, we sell things. The world wants to do business with us. We have commerce with the civilized world, and you don't. You don't. You have no currency with the civilized world other than your oil. And you want to know something else? We taught you how to pull it out of the ground. Do I sound xenophobic? Do I sound chauvinistic? Tell me what I'm saying that isn't true. Tell me what I'm telling you isn't true. I'd like to know. America is arrogant, and America, yeah, you know what? I'm sorry if it pisses you off. It's really too bad that we live better than you, and that you somehow, you got a culture and a civilization over there that is such a toilet, it doesn't even abide the telling. Yeah, you know what? It ain't our fault. Yeah, you'd like to make it our fault. You want to blame the Jews, and you want to, of course, everybody blames the Jews for everything, so get in line on that one. You guys got some real original thinking with that one. Yes, it's the Jews. Oh, really? Okay, thanks, Adolf. Ripoff. Jesus. And now Bin Laden, this latest video. Do you see the latest videotape? Boy, does he look bad. He's gotten grayer in the last 3 weeks. Is that my imagination? Does it look like he's actually grayer? And now he's covering up the rocks behind him because he was afraid some freaking geologist in America is going to pinpoint which cave he's in. Because we got it down to like, what, are we down now within the 20 caves that he could possibly be living in? And he doesn't want to be part of the United Nations. That's no shock. Bin Laden and the Taliban and all them Islamic Jihad dudes, whatever they are, whoever they are and wherever they live, they never wanted any part of civilization. They don't want any part of anything that's going right or works well. Because they got left behind. They were sitting there picking their asses when the rest of the world was moving forward. And it's bugging them because they're not getting laid like everybody else is. I don't know what their problem is. How upset a guy could be with $300 million. And so, what do we have? We have the situation now where they're saying that they want a worldwide Islamic revolution and they're going to rip our guts out. And why don't we? Oh, the latest one is why don't we send soldiers in and fight them face to face? Oh, yeah. You mean like the way you guys flew the planes into the building? That kind of face to face? That kind of manly fighting? Is that what you mean? See, get this, get it good. Even though I know you don't want to get it, and even though you know it's true, we don't target civilians on purpose. You do. We don't murder civilians on purpose. You do. We don't, in cold blood, butcher up children. You do. We don't purposefully, through design and through institutionalized law and culture, keep women down. By mistake, yes. Through ill-informed social custom, yes. But it's not a part of our law. It is yours. We don't work children until they drop. We don't force women to have babies. We don't rape women as a part of the institutional, social ritual of a society. If it happens in our country, it's a mistake, it's against the law, and we try to find the people that did it, and we try to lock them up. See, that's the big difference. You guys do it because you like it. We do it, it's a mistake. We don't like it, we didn't try to do it, yeah. Civilians die, and there's going to be a few more, so you might as well get used to that. And every time I look at Bin Laden, I think, isn't Danny Thomas dead? But anyway, see, that's the difference. And everybody with a brain knows it, and anybody that lives in a civilized nation knows it, and all the propaganda notwithstanding, that's the truth. It's a simple matter of reality. America, when we screw up, we admit it. And when we screw up and we kill somebody that wasn't supposed to be killed, we say, hey, they weren't supposed to be killed. You guys do it and you have a party. You butcher up women and children and you celebrate. You motherless dogs, the only way you can get any is by raping a woman. That's the only way you guys have anything even. What is this whole thing during Ramadan you abstain from sex? What do you think? You guys don't have sex anyway, do you? The whole year is Ramadan for you. Do you abstain from sex with men is the big question. Oh, you don't? Oh, well, that's how you get around that one, right? There's been in his cave with his underage boyfriends. Okay, so that's that. That's my little bunch of crap for this hour. Jesus, was that angry. What's wrong with me? I had a nice time in New York, and I got back here. I guess that's it. I guess I got to go back to New York and feel good. I'm back in L.A. It was raining when I got back here. All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. You know, every sport has groupies. Every, you know, there's women that, wherever there are men of power and large groups of men of power, there's certain women who hang around looking to get married. I mean, and I don't know if the reverse is true of men. In other words, I guess, I bet you, like, whatever the hell they're called, you know, Eden's Crush, whatever, any chick group, probably got guys hanging around, maybe, but not to the extent that you see female groupies. And now Ground Zero has female groupies, believe it or not. There are women hanging around waiting to meet a fireman. I didn't see, maybe I saw them and I missed it. I saw a lot of women. I would dare say I saw more women than I saw men down there on whenever we went down, Craig, on Tuesday. Went down on Tuesday. You see a lot of women were there. But I didn't see, like, groups of them swarming getting autographs or anything. However, wherever there are powerful, good-looking guys, well, let's just put it this way. Where there are powerful guys, oh, forget it. Wherever there are guys, there are women. Okay, 1-800, you don't even have to be good-looking. 1-800-449-8686. Katarina, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey.
Hi.
What's going on? I was just calling because I was just so in tune with you when you were going off about the Taliban and how, you know, you just wanted to just put in the nuclear warheads and just, like, blow it all away. You know, I was just...
No, just select places. I'm not totally into nuking Afghanistan because that's just, it's nothing. But I'm totally down with if they wanted to start flying the nukes into, like, Iraq.
Yeah.
And Saudi Arabia and Pakistan. See, people would think that's irresponsible of me to say. But the point I'm trying to make is I've never heard Americans, since I've been alive, I've never heard the American people talk about wanting to bust out the nuclear weapons like I have over the last 2 months. And I completely understand because you got a group of people over there who are saying things like, you better not do this or you're going to really piss us off. What are you going to do?
That's what Riley. What
are you going to? You barely look at man. You're like you're sucking on dirt clods. You're eating rat meat.
I know.
You haven't
barely,
got a toilet that flushes right.
They eat their own young practically. I don't even get it.
They don't what?
I said they practically eat their own young over there, and it's really pathetic because they rely on these clerics and these so-called, you know, these God-given saints or whatever they want to call these people that judge everyone else while they're, you know, killing their own.
Well,
in the name of God.
You know, it's like the day that the World Trade Center got attacked and destroyed, there were cab drivers in Egypt. Here's another country that's supposed to be a big friend of ours going bullseye. They thought it was great. They were partying over there. Don't kid anybody over here. We know exactly how you felt about it. We know exactly how the people over there in the Middle East felt about 4,000 or 5,000 or 6,000. As far as I'm concerned, it's 50,000, 100,000 of our people got murdered. We know exactly how you felt about it. You loved it. And you partied and danced in the streets. Don't worry about it, man. We won't forget. We won't forget. We remember it all. All the dancing in the streets, all the partying, you thought it was really great, and then all the people pouring over the talk show lines who wanted respect for Arabs in America, and they wanted to make sure that they were understood, and they wanted to tell us why these things happen, and they wanted to give us the reason for the angst of the people of the Middle East. They're just so tired of America's arrogance. You know what your problem is? Your problem is your culture got away from you to the point where it is degraded so far that you don't even recognize your own culture, and you're angry because we live better than you. You don't care whether the Palestinians have a homeland. You don't give a crap whether Mecca's getting defiled by American soldiers standing. That's a lot of fundamentalist crap. That's, you know what? One thing we're familiar with in America are fundamentalists. We got our own version, Christian fundamentalists. It's all the same disease. It's a disease of dragging civilization by the throat back into the Dark Ages. It's the same disease. They don't trust the future. They trust the past. They want to go back to the past, the way it was, the good old days. Every time you hear one of those guys open their mouths, it's all about how it used to be great in the good old days. It's the same with those Islamic cats. Hey, it used to be way better back in the day when we had an empire, back in the day when it was all great. It ain't about America not giving the Palestinians a homeland. You couldn't care less. Iraq, like number 8 million on their list of things to do tomorrow was giving the Palestinians a homeland. And bin Laden, he just as soon kill all the Palestinians as look at them. It ain't about that at all. It's about the fact that he comes from a part of the world that is so utterly morally degraded that instead of setting about building something better, they just want to go out and butcher up everything that that has it better than they do. They want to go out and murder the future because the future, that ain't no place for them. They don't know how to deal with the future, don't know how to live in the future, don't have the guts to live in the future. They don't have the skill to take on what it would mean to live in the future. And here's America sitting there, just one big fat burr in their saddle. TVs, strip bars, football, money, swimming pools, beautiful women, and we make it work. Our women are doctors, our women are teachers, our women are engineers, and look at that, our society is functioning, and functioning pretty well. We have churches on every street corner. Sure, there's a lot of people that morally, you know, you wouldn't, I mean, they're lower than a dog. This country's got an umbrella, everybody can live under it. Moral degenerates, pious people. We got a country where our kids go to school, and we got infant mortality among the lowest in the world, and yes, it must be a horrible thing to be a Islamic fundamentalist, jihad, whatever the hell they call themselves. I don't know. I don't care. It must be a hell of a thing to sit over there in your pile of crap looking at how good we got it. And that's the whole reason why you hate us. It's got nothing whatsoever to do with how we've messed up your part of the world. You know what? The hand we had in screwing up the Middle East, compared to what you did to yourselves, is insignificant at best. So now we're led to believe that you're really pissed. Oh, are you really? Well, you ain't seen nothing yet, Charlie. You want to see pissed. Wait till we start busting them nukes out. That's pissed. And you're pushing us closer and closer to the edge with every big fat opening of your big fat mouths in your caves and your videotapes. I don't even care if we get bin Laden. You know, one good aim nuke, we get him and about 8 million other guys, so that doesn't bother me. What bothers me is the notion that somehow we've stepped over the line by attacking the people that butchered up 6,000 Americans in New York and in Washington. Get ready, baby. Okay, we're back, I guess, huh? Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.